This is Ozarks at Large for a primary election day, May 22nd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Eureka Springs Blues Weekend, May 31st through June 3rd, featuring Ruthie Foster, Tommy Castro, Kenny Neal, the Cates Brothers, and more. Plus, the new Blues Sunday at Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge on Sunday, June 3rd. More information is available on the web at eurekaspringsblues.com.
In a few minutes on Ozarks, the latest in severe weather technology. The state of the art in weather detection doesn't just warn people in the path of destructive weather. It now allows forecasters a much more advanced picture of potentially damaging systems as they develop far away.
And we mark Arkansas Heritage Month by remembering a part of Benton County history, a shelling plant near Gravett. And former Fayetteville resident Kenton Adler explains how alligators and bagpipes can be important elements in writing for young readers.
First, today is primary election day in Arkansas. Voter turnout is expected to be light in many parts of the state, especially where contested races are few. Technically, there are Democratic and Republican choices for president. Presumptive GOP nominee Mitt Romney shares the ballot with Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum, though those other three men have ended, suspended, or slowed down their official campaigns. President Obama shares the Democratic primary ballot with a lawyer from Tennessee, John Wolfe.
Democratic nominees for 14 state House races and 6 state Senate races will also be made today. The Republican Party will pick 9 House nominees and 5 Senate nominees. One of the most watched races will be the selection of a GOP nominee for the 4th District congressional race. 3 candidates are seeking votes in the district that has been redesigned to stretch from the state's southern border into parts of northwest Arkansas. Polls are open until 7:30 tonight.
With the elections taking place today, the Office of the Secretary of State is reminding voters to be prepared. Redistricting did change many polling districts, affecting both what voters may be deciding, as well as the physical location of where votes should be cast. A spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, Alex Reed, says voters should check before heading to the polls.
It's a preferential primary for the parties, and it's also the judicial general election. So it's very important that everyone exercises their right to go vote. They can go to our website. They can verify their polling location. They can, in most cases, they can view their sample ballot and they can look at their voter information there.
He says predictions for voter participation this primary election are low.
Our original expectation for the entire election was for 30%. It started off kind of weak, but it's kind of picked up steam since then, so we don't know if we'll hit that mark or not. We certainly hope so.
The runoff for primary elections would take place June 12th. If runoff elections are required for any of the nonpartisan judicial races on today's ballot, that vote would take place during the general election on November 6th.
The latest Arkansas home sales report from the CityWire.com indicates a rough April for home sales. The report shows a decrease in April home sales in the state's largest counties. Home sales in April of 2012 were down by 9% when compared to the same month last year and down by almost 30% compared to April of 2010. For the first 4 months of 2012, home sales are up nominally just under 1% when compared to the first 4 months of last year.
University of Arkansas is receiving a pair of $500,000 gifts to fund the renovation and expansion of a display honoring Walmart founder Sam Walton. The display will be inside the Business Administration Building on campus, and that's part of the Sam M. Walton College of Business. The gifts were made by Walmart and the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
The Arkansas Lottery Commission is continuing to pursue obtaining police powers for investigating crimes involving lottery tickets and vendors. The commission voted on the matter at its meeting yesterday. It gives the lottery director, Bishop Woosley, the ability to make the commission's desire known to its legislative oversight committee. The director told lottery commissioners the lottery's own police force would be better informed of lottery laws than local police would be.
That's what we found is either they're short-staffed or they don't quite understand some of the technical aspects of it, and it's easier on them for us to be able to work up a file and bring it to the prosecutor as opposed to relying on requiring them to do it.
The Lottery Commission previously sought police power and was denied by the legislature in 2012.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will open play in the SEC tournament this afternoon in Hoover, Alabama. The Razorbacks enter the tourney as the number 6 seed. They'll meet Mississippi State this afternoon at a game that will start at around 1. The double elimination tournament continues through Sunday.